Well, what a game. Full-time, Ross County 2, Aberdeen 3. The visitors made a blistering start. Fox had to tip over Hayes' deflected dipping drive from the edge of the box. Rooney and McGinn had efforts blocked, and Rooney headed over from Logan's cross. County's defence was wobbling, but the visiting defence came under pressure. Shulk took a shot when he should have squared to the unmarked Graham. Then Foster's drive was brilliantly saved by Brown. County were getting on top and went ahead after 26 minutes. Reynolds got a straight red card for a professional foul on Shulk, and McShane scored with a low, well-placed free kick from the edge of the box. The Dons equalised on 33. Rooney was taken down in the box by Robertson, and he tucked home the spot kick. And 2 minutes later, Aberdeen went ahead. Logan forced Hayes crossing at the back post. Nearly a goal at both ends late in the first half. Brown with a great double save for the Dons from Graham, and Foster with county keeper Fox just managing to keep out Rooney's close-range effort. Aberdeen started the second half well and went 3-1 ahead on the hour with a brilliantly crafted goal. Shinney's cross from the left, helped on by Rooney to Logan, who fired high into the net. Even with 10 men, the Dons looked well in command. County, though, rallied, and Irvine's header and Morrison's angled drive went close. Then they reduced the deficit with 8 minutes to go with McShane's 25-yard thunderbolt. A magnificent goal. But Derek McInnes's men held firm, so Aberdeen cut the gap at the top to 3 points. But the hosts, they'll be very frustrated indeed that they couldn't make a one-man advantage for over an hour count. It's finished here in Dingwall. Ross County 2, Aberdeen 3.